By now, you've all heard of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0, the latest book published by Mama Jumbo Shrimp. It's more than just another wine book. The fully updated second edition was inspired by students of the Vinitaly International Academy and painstakingly reviewed and revised by an expert panel of certified Italian wine ambassadors from across the globe. The book also includes an edition by Professore Attilio Scienza, Italy's leading vine geneticist. The benchmark producers feature is a particularly important aspect of this revised edition. The selection makes it easier for our readers to get their hands on a bottle of wine that truly represents a particular grape or region. To pick up a copy, just head to Amazon.com or visit us at MamaJumboShrimp.com.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm Cynthia Chaplin, and this is Voices. Every Wednesday, I will be sharing conversations with international wine industry professionals, discussing issues in diversity, equity, and inclusion through their personal experiences working in the field of wine. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate our show wherever you get your pods.
Good morning, and welcome to Voices. This is Cynthia Chaplin, and today I'm here with Sean Oh, a VIA student from our recent Vinitaly International Academy Italian Wine Ambassador course. And he's come all the way from Singapore to be with us in Verona for the course and for Opera Wine, which is taking place today, our event with Wine Spectator. So thank you so much for coming, Sean. Welcome to Voices.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's great to be here.
Well, Sean has a really interesting background because he was a sommelier and trainer for Singapore Airlines for many, many years before, as he says, he clipped his own wings, took up studying wine and got his WSET diploma. And now he is the head of wine for Southeast Asia for Sarment Group. And he's an educator at Beverage Clique Academy. So, Sean, what made you come to Verona to take the Italian Wine Ambassador course?
Well, obviously it's for the pin. No, I'm kidding. It's not about the pin.
It's always about the pin.
Yeah, it's all Well, actually, more accurately, I'm currently the head of education for the Beverage Clique. It's co-founded by myself and a couple of my own partners. That's just a clarification. And Samo was good times, but that was quite some time ago. Well, for Verona, it's Verona, right? So, you know, we'll be here learning about wines.
People like to come and visit us.
Yeah,
we're lucky to be here.
And we're close to the source, you know. It's always good to come and experience and see it for yourself. A couple of days ago, we were at Lake Garda, you know, and I teach about this in WSET a lot, but I never really got to see it. So this time around, it was quite an eye-opener. It's one thing to read it in the books, but it's another thing to actually see it.
It's so true. It's emotional when you go to these places that you teach about. I had an experience not dissimilar to that being in Australia, where I teach about that. But to actually stand there, you know, with your feet in the morainic soil near Lake Garda, you know, it is great. I'm so glad you got to travel.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was quite an experience, and I'm sure I'll be back again.
So what did you think of VIA? Was it something that you'll be able to make use of, that in-depth level of knowledge about Italian wine, when you get back to Singapore?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was quite a humbling experience, to be honest. Well, I'm not ashamed or not proud of saying that I didn't make the first time, but it was such a intense program, and there's so much of depth in the content that I think anybody who's interested to take the program or you know, it's you kind of just need to be committed to it and study, I suppose. So,
are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
I would say even without the pin, you know, the amount of experience and the amount of content that I've acquired would definitely, you know, value add whatever I'm doing back in Singapore.
Well, it makes my heart very happy to hear you say the first time, because a lot of people don't pass the first time they sit the exam. And we really do welcome people back, and we want you to come back and do it again until you get the pin this time. But it's really nice to hear you say that. That makes us happy. We like people to feel part of our community. So it's not just a course and obviously not just a pin, but it is becoming part of the community, meeting all the people. You did a video project. How was that with a group of people who you didn't know, I assume?
Well, I knew one of them at the beginning, but it quickly grew on us. We worked as a team. I think generally speaking, it was different from most other certifications that I've taken, because you actually have to work together, you know, and on top of that, you kind of need to do your own research, making it concise and comprehensive for whoever's watching. So I thought that was great. Yeah. So it was interesting. It was an interesting take on it.
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad. Well, we like that part of the sort of makes the fourth part of our exam, because we like to see how people can work together and really present wine and be an ambassador. So it's kind of as you said, it's an unusual piece of testing that we do. But while I've got you here locked in my podcast booth with me, tell me about the Singapore wine market. How's Italian wine doing in Singapore?
Well, Italian wine, I would say it's still, well, the French wines are still the ones that's dominating the market for obvious reasons. And then there in the mix, you still have your New World wines like Australia. So it's a really open market. It's very exposed. And I'd say that lots of the people who are already drinking wines, they're quite discerning and in a way educated, because at our school, we get quite a number of learners coming to take courses, whether it may be WSET or any other wine courses. And so they're fairly exposed. They're fairly educated. I would say Italian wines they're kind of locked in second spot, but the thing is, it's constantly growing. And, you know, with prominent producers that are doing really well, you know, almost cult status to rival some of the French wines. I think it's, there's a lot of potential, potential for growth. Personally, I like Italian wines, but I have to say that my knowledge of it isn't as deep as French wines for obvious reasons. But yeah, again, the VI experience was fantastic, and I think I learned a lot from it.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm hoping that we will be able to grow that market into Singapore, not only with the wines and wine sales, but also attracting people to learning more about Italian wine. And I know I can count on you in the future to help us out with that in Singapore. So we want to wish you all the very best. And thank you so much for, A, being one of our students, but taking the time to come in and talk about it as well. So safe travels back. Keep the Italian wine passion burning. And we'll see you next year for another shot at the exam.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for listening, and remember to tune in next Wednesday when I'll be chatting with another fascinating guest. Italian Wine Podcast is among the leading wine podcasts in the world and the only one with a daily show. Tune in every day and discover all our different shows. You can find us at italianwinepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Spotify, Himalaya, or wherever you get your pods.